Mask with a Maenad depicting a female follower of Bacchus. Marble, 1st century CE, excavated 1903, House of the Golden Cupids, Regio 6, Insula 16. The mask being described here is one of three, each mounted on a tall display box, and this mask is the one on the left of the trio. It's a life-sized face mask to fit a human head, but its marble composition would make it a rather heavy accessory to actually wear. It's white, a little cracked and grainy with age, and depicts a startled-looking face with wide eyes and a gaping mouth that is actually a hole in the mask. The small holes bored into the centre of each surprised eye may in fact go all the way through the mask as well. The face is framed by wavy hair that appears to be either plaited or bunched on either side of the chin. Clusters of berries or flowers adorn the hair on the crown of the head and at the temples, perhaps attached to a ribbon that's woven in among the wavy tresses. Because of the uniformity of the white marble material, it's hard to distinguish the carved accessories from the hair itself. The intricate detail of the many strands of hair and the way they fall and flow around the face shows an admirable craftsmanship and commitment to a certain degree of realism in the creation of this mask.